Adjusting speech parameters. WindowWise is able to speak with three different voices. These are the screen, keyboard, and mouse voices. WindowWise speaks using the screen voice whenever activity related to the screen occurs. For example, when a dialog box opens, your focus moves around within that dialog, you move through menus, your cursor is moving through a document, and so forth. These are all activities related to the screen. The WindowWise keyboard voice sounds whenever you do something with the keyboard, for example, entering text. WindowWise speaks with the mouse voice whenever you do something with the mouse. For example, if you use some of the WindowWise hotkeys to move the mouse around, the shape of the actual mouse pointer changes, you click buttons, and so forth. All of these voices can be individually adjusted to suit your own needs, or they can all be changed at once. This section of the tutorial will show you how to quickly set up the voices to your liking. You can change all aspects of these voices from anywhere with four simple hotkeys. They are Ctrl-Alt-Left, Ctrl-Alt-Right, Ctrl-Alt-Up, and Ctrl-Alt-Down. The arrow keys you should use are those immediately to the right of your keyboard. If you're using a full-sized keyboard, they will be underneath a six-pack of keys and to the left of your numeric keypad. The arrow keys look like an upside-down T. The top of this upside-down T is your up arrow. Beneath that is the down arrow. To the left of the down arrow is the left arrow, and to the right of that is the right arrow. Let's quickly explain what each of these hotkeys does. The first hotkey, which is called the Voice Selection Rotor, is Ctrl-Alt-Right. If you press this key, WindowWise will cycle between the screen, keyboard, mouse, or all voices. Press this hotkey until you find the voice that you want to change. By default, WindowWise is set for all voices. So I'm going to hold down the Control key, which is the bottom left key of my keyboard, and the Alt key, which is immediately to the left of the spacebar. And while those are held down, I'm going to tap the right arrow key so you can hear the different voices that we can adjust.
Screen.
There's screen.
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Mouse.
Mouse.
All.
And all.
Screen. Keyboard. Mouse. All.
So let's leave that set to all, because we want to adjust all of the voices. Ctrl-Alt-Left arrow, which is also known as the voice parameter rotor, lets you adjust which aspect of the voice you want to change. For example, it's tone, pitch, rate, or volume. Ctrl-Alt-Up and Ctrl-Alt-Down will raise or lower that parameter. So for example, let's press Ctrl-Alt-Left arrow until we get to pitch.
Volume, tone, pitch.
Now that pitch is selected, I can press Ctrl-Alt-Up.
All voices pitch 4.
To make it go higher.
All voices pitch 5. All voices pitch 6.
Or I can go down with Ctrl-Alt-Down arrow.
All voices pitch 3.
That's where we were. If we were to continue going down.
All voices pitch 2. All voices pitch 1. All voices pitch 0.
And if we go down one more time.
All voices pitch 9.
The voice cycles around to the top. So let's go back up to 3.
All voices pitch 2. All voices pitch 3.
We can also change the rate. Let's go to rate.
Rate.
What do you say we make this a little faster? The degree to which you can control the rate of speech is going to depend largely on the synthesizer you are using. WindowWise supports up to 100 different speaking rates. DeckTalk Access 32, which is what we're using right now, does support that. And some other synthesizers don't. You'll just have to play around with whichever synthesizer you happen to be using to see exactly which parameters it does support. Right now, DeckTalk is set to 30, so we can press Ctrl-Alt-Up a few times to make it talk faster.
All voices rate 40. All voices rate 50.
See, it's talking just a little faster. And we can go back down with Ctrl-Alt-Down.
All voices rate 36. All voices rate 31. All voices rate 30.
Okay. And we can also change
volume.
The volume. So we're at the maximum value at the moment. If I were to press Ctrl-Alt-Down arrow, you will hear the volume decrease.
All voices volume 8. All voices volume 7. All voices volume 0.
This is as quiet as DeckTalk can go. Let's hit Ctrl-Alt-Down arrow one more time to go back to
All voices volume 9.
Volume 9, which is the maximum. Let's press Ctrl-Alt-Left arrow once again, and that will take us to the tone setting.
Tone.
And again, the effect this will have depends entirely on your synthesizer. In the case of DeckTalk, changing the tone will actually alter the voice that you hear. The same is also true of Eloquence. So again, just play around and see what happens when you change this setting. I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-Up to move through the different tones and notice how the DeckTalk voice is affected.
All voices tone J.
All voices tone K.
You can hear the voice changing. It's still DeckTalk, but the characteristics of the voice are changing.
All voices tone L.
All voices tone M.
All voices tone N.
All voices tone O.
All voices tone P.
All voices tone Q.
And that's all the voices going in that direction. If we go back down with Ctrl-Alt-Down arrow.
All voices tone P.
All voices tone O.
All voices tone N.
All voices tone M.
All voices tone L.
All voices tone K.
All voices tone I.
All voices tone H.
So there's actually one other voice at tone H. Let's go back to tone I.
All voices tone I.
And that's all there is to changing the voices. Now, changing your voice settings right now hasn't done anything permanent. If you were to restart your computer, or WindowEyes itself, the changes you made will be lost. If you like how WindowEyes sounds now, let's show you how you can very quickly save those changes so that when you restart WindowEyes, your screen, keyboard, and mouse voices will still be set the way you like them. Let's press and hold the Control key, which again is the bottom left on your keyboard, and while that's held down, press and release the backslash key. The backslash key is usually right below your backspace key and above your enter key. So, let's press Control backslash.
Settings E screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
Okay, we are in the WindowEyes control panel. We'll actually discuss how to use this in a later section. For now, just press the Control key again with the letter S.
S. Settings saved. Screen closed 1 of 7.
WindowEyes has told us that our settings have been saved. That's all we need to do. If, for some reason, the Ctrl-Alt-Up, down, left, and right commands did not work for you, something is probably intercepting those keystrokes before WindowEyes has a chance to see them. This is usually caused by Intel display adapters that actually take these keystrokes and let you do things to the screen, like rotate it, depending on which key you press. For example, Ctrl-Alt-Up arrow would make your screen be right side up, Ctrl-Alt-Right arrow would flip it 90 degrees to the right, Ctrl-Alt-Down would turn your screen upside down, and so forth. If this is the case, then you will need to go and actually disable these commands, usually with some kind of Intel display utility that's included on your computer. We do describe this process in depth in our knowledge base at gwmicro.com/support. Now that you know how to set up the WindowEyes voices to your liking, let's move on to the next section.